All right, welcome back to Hot Tub Tapes. This is Julia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's a lovely Wednesday here in the studio. It's warm outside, a little cloudy, and if you could guess from the first song, we're getting a little angry in the studio today. We're playing a lot of surf punk, a lot of stuff that I listened to in high school. I've kind of wanted to do a show on this for a while. I did a show kind of like this last semester, but I didn't go all in. So today we're going all in. So if you don't like angry loud music, feel free to turn it off. Switch the station. I don't care. We're having fun here in the studio today. And you just heard Gutter Girl by Hot Flash Heatwave. Similar to Hot Tub Tapes, if you ask me. And this is off their 2015 album, Neapolitan. And they released another album in 2017, but it's been a while since we've had music from them. So I'm waiting. Gutter Girl is one of my favorite tracks off that album. So definitely go check that out. And next up, we have one of maybe my favorite surf punk band of all time, Joyce Manor. So we'll be playing them up next. We have a full set for you. Lots of fun stuff. Lots of angry screamo music. But as always, we keep it chill here in the studio. I promise you, it's not going to get too scary. You'll love it. Even maybe my parents who are listening. Let's hope they like it. We'll see. We'll see at the end of the hour. So let's get back into it with some Joyce Manor.
Found myself down at the Owlet Bar. For the second time this year, wrote my song down, gave it to the guy. Went to grab another beer. Sonya's going to the parking lot. Probably gonna smoke some weed. I'd go.
What's that?
All right, we're back, and you just heard When I Come Home by The Drums, which is off of their brand new EP that just came out, Mommy Don't Spank Me. Love the title. And it's kind of a collection of early B-sides and remixes that is the precursor to a new album on April 2nd. Super exciting. I cannot wait. So hopefully we will get that soon, and it will probably be amazing, as all of their stuff is. I love The Drums, and I got the chance to see them in concert with my friend Dina, who's kind of my surf punk buddy, and we always went to shows together back in San Diego at the Irenic, which is a beautiful venue in San Diego. And we went with two of our friends, our friend Nate and her little brother, and he crowd surfed at that show, I'm pretty sure, and it was crazy. I remember looking across the room, across the mosh pit, and seeing him up in the air and being like, oh my goodness, he's in the air, he's crowd surfing. So it was a really great show. I would love to see them again when their new music comes out. And before that, I played Do You Want a Panther's Redheaded Girl, a local band, kind of. They're from Long Beach. A lot of the music that I'm going to play today is from California. And as you can tell, I'm kind of missing the beach. I'm missing home. So this is kind of giving me a taste of home with my local music, my local sounds, and that's a great track. And before that, I played Last You Heard of Me by Joyce Manor. One of my favorite songs of all time is by Joyce Manor. It's called Constant Headache, but I've played it on the radio before, so I wanted to switch it up, and this is probably my second favorite song of theirs, so that's a great track. So good. And next up, we've got some Twin Peaks and some Together Pangea, so let's keep rolling.
Watching the garden grow, happy, happy days. Got egg yolk on my bed, Chinese food on the way. Watching the garden grow, straight into the sky. Got a candle by my window, it keeps me warm at night. Spending time together, watch out, don't let it get you down. Nothing is forever, that's right, but don't let it get you down.
Oh!
All right, that was a whirlwind. You just heard 99 Cent Tacos by Buddha Trixie, a local band from San Diego who I love. And that's just, it's such a great song. It starts off, it's really sad, and then it kind of explodes into all that guitar and the screaming. And I love when songs switch it up halfway through. And my dad and I used to like make playlists of all the songs that would do that, like the multi-part, multi-stage songs. And I think it's just so fun when like you get two kind of songs in one, which is great. And they do a great job of that, Buddha Trixie. And I really would love to see them eventually in San Diego. That would be awesome. And before that, you heard Money On It by Together Pangea, another one of my favorite bands. I have seen them live. They're great. And Making Breakfast by Twin Peaks, which you heard before. And I'm pretty sure, oh, they released a new album in 2019, so it will be a while for them, but they've got a ton of music out. They're also a great, great band that I love, and I love that song. It's a perfect song to put on in the morning. Like, when you're making pancakes, that's what I want to listen to. It's like the Banana Pancakes Jack Johnson of surf punk, and I love it. Up next, we've got some more local music, Waves and the Frights, and I just, San Diego's such a vibrant local music scene, and that's something I didn't really pay attention to until I like came to college. And I write for a local publication in Boston, and we only cover local music. And I think that like made me realize like, oh, like there's stuff here in every city. Wherever you go, there's a lot of local music, and Boston's got a ton, and San Diego also has a ton, even though it's kind of a smaller city. But I've tried to keep in touch and keep up to date with the San Diego local scene, but it's hard when, you know, you can't go to shows because a lot of this was like really, really small venues. You would like see the opener and there would be like five different openers and they were all small local bands. But love San Diego. I miss it very much. And I love all the music that is made there very much, which is why we have our next kind of little set, a couple local bands for you to test out in addition to Buddha Trixie. So let's get back into it.
what it think about. I'm cute, but it's too late to check. And I don't care, you got your tongue against my neck. Do you like my style? Have you seen my shoes? 'Cause they've been ripped to shit from walking the world for you. Everybody knows I'm right. I can't control it, got my eyes on you all night. We just haven't got a clue. I'm cute, but it's too late to check. And I don't care, you got your tongue against my neck. Do you like my style? Have you seen my shoes? 'Cause they've been ripped to shit from walking the world for you. Got your tongue against my neck. Do you like my style? Have you seen my shoes? 'Cause they've been ripped to shit from walking the world for you. Do you think I'm cute? Or is too late to check? And I don't care. You got your tongue against my neck. Do you like my style? Have you seen my shoes? 'Cause they've been ripped to shit from walking the world. Ripped to shit from walking the world. Ripped to shit from walking the world for you.
Welcome back. You just heard Orpheus Under the Influence by the Buttertones, which is such a fun song. It reminds me a lot of TV Girl, which I played a couple weeks back. And it's just so fun. They're such a fun band. They're from LA, sadly not from San Diego, but the Frights are. And I just played Tongues by them. And I'm like a proud mom when it comes to the Frights because I don't want to be that person, but I started listening to them before they were cool, before they got big, and now they're like a huge national band, but they're from San Diego, and I feel like they're kind of, at the moment, the biggest name to come out of San Diego. And I saw them perform. Every year they put on a festival called You Are Going to Hate This Fest at SOMA, which is pretty much the grossest, darkest, dankest place in all of San Diego. Like, nothing good happens there. It's a basement box, and it's disgusting. And I would literally give my left arm to be back in that disgusting basement, getting my hair torn out by the moshers next to me. But it's, like, so gross that you love it. It's like an ugly dog that's so ugly that you love it. That's how I feel about SOMA. And they performed there with a bunch of other acts. And I missed that a lot. And now they're big. And when they came to Boston, they played at the House of Blues. And I'm proud of them. But I'm also like, I wish that they could be my little kept secret for forever. But my children have to grow up. And that's okay. So I will always have a soft spot in my heart for the Frights, especially this song. It's one of my favorites. And before, I played Way Too Much by Waves, which is also a San Diego band. Really a headbanger, that one. Very fun. You can't do anything but dance to that one. And I know we said we were getting angry today, and I had put together this set a while back, maybe over the weekend, without really thinking of it. I just kind of wanted to do this show for no reason. And then my lovely roommate broke up with her boyfriend yesterday, and so it was kind of more perfect than ever that we would be getting angry on the show today. So this goes out to her. I hope she's listening and banging her head along, and this is kind of perfect breakup music, I would think. So this goes out to her and everyone else who's been wronged by men. That's right. These bands would never do you. Actually, these bands have done some wrongs, but this music will never do you wrong. That's what I think. So we'll keep it rolling. Next up, we got some Current Joys and some Ty Segall. So let's get back into it.
Thank you.
The profanity, I did not know that was a thing in that last song, but also, like, the message, yeah, you know, I felt that. That song was Harvard by Diet Sig, a female voice in this genre, which we love, and they are from, let's see where they're from. I don't really know where they're from, but that's okay. They talk about Harvard. Harvard is a hot topic here at Tufts University, and you know, Harvard isn't better than us. Tufts is always better. That's how I feel. So that was a great song. Love it. Loved it even before I came to Boston. And I got to see them live, too, with the Frights. And they put on a great show. They're really, really fun. Before that was Caesar by Ty Segall. He's been around for a while. That was off of a 2010 album, Melted. And he is also from Southern California, I believe Orange County. And we started off that set with Current Joy's Kids. I think they've kind of recently gained traction. I feel like it was a TikTok song, maybe, and that's how they got to be a little famous. And they just released a live album in 2020, which is great. And now we're going to do a quick PSA about texting while driving. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Association, and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Don't text and drive, folks, that's for sure. And we've got, we're like getting close on time. Okay, well, we'll play as much as we can. Let's get back into it. Got a couple more songs for you, some Fashion Jackson, some Fiddler, and some Swimmers. We're going to do all three. We'll play snippets.
Is it? distal anchor as to sanity. Sight clearer than our gnarled cheeks, and this broken record sounds like a symphony. Maybe we'll be living honestly.
A little snippet of It Doesn't Rain in California by Faction Jackson, another San Diego local band that I love very, very much. And that's all I have to say about them. And I'm going to try to squeeze in one more song by Swimmers. This one is called Lose It. And Swimmers is an LA-based band, I think. I love them very much. I've seen both of these bands live. They're incredible. Thank you for rocking out with me in the studio today. This is Julia, and you are listening to Hot Tub Tapes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. And I hope you have a great week. I hope you channel that anger into the show and headbang. And I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Let's just play this song. I have to go. Bye.
When I first saw you, I made a mixtape. I didn't know you'd do the same damn thing. When I said goodbye to you, it went quiet, 'cause I didn't wanna feel any pain. The last thing I want is another debutante to take me away from my world. And I know that wasn't us, but it still got tough. So come on, come on, and tell me why'd you have to have such a damn good taste in music. Yeah, if all my favorite songs make me think of you, I'm gonna lose it. When we drove up the coast, we had a soundtrack. We made it feel like a film on a reel. And our story didn't have a happy ending, but it still sounded good despite the way I feel. The last thing I want is another broken heart to drive me to the brink of crazy. In the end I couldn't take it, 'cause I knew we wouldn't make it. So come on, come on, tell me why'd you have to have such a damn good taste in music. Yeah, if all my favorite songs make me think of you, I'm gonna lose it. Tell me why'd you have to have such a damn good taste in music. Yeah, if all just a couple